Before we even get to chapter 17, I want to look at the last words that Jesus says in chapter 16. He says, "The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each one to his home, and you will leave me alone. Yet I'm not alone because the Father is with me. Eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Eternal life is to know God. This is the beginning of Jesus' relationship with God. This prayer is sometimes referred to as Jesus' high priestly prayer, but that's never rung true for me because Jesus, especially in John, is not in a high priestly role, right? It's more of a humble position that he takes. This isn't a sermon. This isn't a parable or a story. That is the invitation to intimacy, that the people may know God as Jesus knows God, even once he's left this earth. The relationship continues. Jesus will no longer be the advocate on earth to connect his people to God, so he begins to bridge that gap. While Jesus was in the world, he was able to protect his people, but once he's gone, he knows they will be vulnerable. Jesus' words earlier at the last meal, he said, "I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." Spreading God's love is a joyful act. Jesus asks for the people to be protected so that they may do God's work, to love as forces in this world. And yet we come to realize that for all that danger, even though we don't belong here, according to Jesus, we are called to stay here, to spread God's message, because we are sent into this broken world. It is for this broken and hurting world that we are called, as Jesus was, made flesh. And we know Jesus to be love. Jesus prays that the people are sanctified in the truth, which is love. We are made sacred by God's love. Now, as Episcopalians, we're not great at talking about our faith, hope. That's really any different from the next well-meaning Good Samaritan. But when we ground our actions in Christ, we point to eternal life, a life lived in the knowledge of God's love, a hope that transcends the antagonism of the world and people towards one another. When we glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me